John, are Christians under the Ten Commandments?
No. The Bible says we're not under the law. So I'm loving Romans 7, 4, 5, and 6. The analogy is you were married, and you better stay married, because if you leave this husband and go marry another, you're going to be called an adulteress. But if he dies, then you can go and remarry. And then he draws the analogy out, a little bit complex the way he draws it out, and says, so we've died to the law. You're not married anymore. You can have another husband, namely Christ. He's raised from the dead. So the approach towards ethics is different. You don't ask the question, am I under the law? We're under grace. Law is fulfilled perfectly by Jesus. We're in Jesus, and God is looking, as far as justification goes, final, my being 100% for you is settled. You've trusted my Son. You've been grafted into Him. You are in Christ Jesus. He fulfilled the law perfectly. He covered all your sins. God sees you in and through Him. Therefore, as far as final judgment goes, and God being 100% for you, is settled, and nothing's going to change it. Now, shall we sin that grace may abound? And Paul says, dead men don't sin. If you died to the law, how can you still... if you died to sin, how can you still live in it? Meaning, new birth is the writing of the law on the heart, so that we're not under it, it's under us. It's just coming out. It's coming out. So that the way we strive towards being obedient, holy, loving people is not by getting up in the morning, pulling the list out of our pocket here, and saying, okay, there's the list, I'm off to do them. No, we get on our knees, we open ourselves to the whole counsel of God in the Bible. We saturate and shape ourselves by everything He's done, is doing, will do. We stake our lives in the gospel, and then instead of serving the law, we serve one another in love. Love is the fruit of faith in Jesus. Faith working through love. And if you ask, what does love look like? 1 John says it keeps the commandments. Which kind of brings us back to, well, which commandments? And I'm saying, well, the ones that are loving. So I love God and do as you please is not bad advice if you're bent on holiness, if you're bent on love. The law, the Ten Commandments are really important. You should hang them on your wall, and you should measure your life by them, but in a very, very different way than when you were under them, because they have been kept for you. You are now married to the risen Christ, not married to the law, and not in the oldness of the letter, but the newness of the Spirit. Our whole approach towards transformation and love and life is different than list keeping.